I'm Ken Bader, and this is The World. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev is touring Latin America this week. He's courting new friends, such as Venezuela's Hugo Chavez. Russian warships are currently anchored off the coast of Venezuela. The two countries are getting ready to stage a joint naval exercise next week. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice was asked about that today. She didn't seem worried about Moscow muscling in on what is traditionally seen as America's backyard.
I just don't think there's any question about who has the preponderance of power in the Western Hemisphere. A few Russian ships, it's not going to change the balance of power.
Secretary Rice speaking in Washington today. Russia is also rekindling old friendships in the region. President Medvedev goes to Cuba tomorrow. Havana and Moscow were close allies during the Cold War, but the relationship fizzled when the Soviet Union stopped subsidizing Cuba and then collapsed. Now Russia is making new overtures, as the BBC's Michael Voss reports from Havana.
A new Russian Orthodox cathedral was recently consecrated in Havana, and joining the congregation as guest of honor was Cuba's president, Raúl Castro. The fact that Our Lady of Kazan, with its traditional golden onion domes, sits not in Russia but in Cuba, symbolizes the renewed ties between these former Cold War allies. In the old days, both countries suppressed religion. Now it's a way of bringing them together. This opens a new era for Russia and Cuba, declared Metropolitan Kirill, the head of foreign relations for the Russian Orthodox Church. He made the trip to Havana accompanied by a sizable delegation of Russian businessmen, trade ministers and politicians. Lyubov Sliska is the deputy speaker of the Russian Parliament.
Russia and Cuba have been friends for a long time. We had a break, but it's not that we wanted to freeze relations. I now pray that America changes its policy. It should end the trade embargo so that Cubans can live with dignity. We cannot have first and second class people on earth. We are all equal under God.
For much of the Cold War, Cuba was one of Russia's key strategic allies, with massive economic aid from Moscow bankrolling Fidel Castro's revolution. In the early 60s, the Cuban Missile Crisis brought the world to the brink of nuclear war, when Russia tried to secretly install nuclear missiles on the island. Now, in response to the controversial U.S. missile defense shield in Europe, there's been talk in Moscow of restoring military cooperation with Cuba. But Phil Peters from the Lexington Institute in Washington doesn't think Russia and Cuba will go that far.
I think that recently Prime Minister Putin has sent a message that if the United States is going to play on Russia's periphery, he's going to play on ours. And so he's talked about strengthening the relationship. And there were rumors that ended up being full of air that there would be some kind of renewed military relationship. I think that we will see in a year's time that the relationship between Cuba and Russia has gotten closer. And in some areas, there's a stronger economic relationship. But I can't conceive that Russia is going to return to subsidizing Cuba, and certainly not that Russia is going to put strategic weapons in Cuba or anything even approaching that.
Russia lags well behind other countries when it comes to trade with Cuba. Havana's biggest trading partners right now are Venezuela and China. Even U.S. food exports to Cuba, which are allowed under the trade embargo, are worth more today than this island's entire trade with Russia. But that could change as Moscow and Havana continue to re-establish their old ties. For The World, I'm Michael Voss in Havana.